run into the Onion Dome just north of there?
Yes.
That was one of the first strange places I ever came to. I was just fascinated by the stuff in there.
I went through it a few times, but I don't ever remember anything. I don't remember a single specific object. I just remembered that it was all exotic and weird and felt good.
There was a cryptic poem on the door that at the time made no sense to me, but then just before they closed up, God, probably would have been the 80s or 90s, was in there and realized that it was talking about the owner of the store going through changing genders.
Changing genders?
Being a sex change.
Yeah, yeah.
Back when that was
very rare.
Very unusual. And that's what it was alluding to. The female name opened, the male name opened the store, but soon changed into the female name. And you know, it just wasn't something I could conceive of.
It was typical of the period.
Yeah. But when I figured that out, I'm going, God, besides all this other stuff, the owners, it used to be a man, that woman in there.
Still another piece of esoteric 1960s culture. But I wonder if it did have an effect upon the growth of Atlanta.
Yeah.
So.